YTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. And I give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, you don't need our permission, but God, I ask that you would just have thine own way. Move by your spirit and move by the anointing, because your word declares that the anointing destroys every yoke. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways right now, God. Father God, touch, heal, deliver, most of all, set the captive free. Father God, let someone accept your darling son, Jesus, on today, crying out, what must I do to be saved? And Lord God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to try to wind up the series of When Fear Challenges Your Faith. And I pray that God has been speaking to each and every one of you during these past 3 weeks. And we are coming from the verse Deuteronomy 31:8. And it says, and the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Now we say fear is false evidence that appears real. Fear is a tool that is used by Satan to disrupt our confidence in Christ. And it has been around for decades. But the problem with fear is that it causes stress and it also causes anxiety. And it's also, most important, impacts our faith and our ability to trust the plans of God. Yes, we quote Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We also know that faith is what helps us to get us through when we are weak and when we do not know which way to go. Because without faith, we are nothing. We have been discussing the 7 keys to know when fear challenges your faith. We say, 1, to realize that God is with you. And we're coming from Isaiah 41:10. 2 is trust God. And the scriptures for that is Psalms 56:3-4. 3, seek the peace of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. 4 is be filled with his love. That's why we read 1 John 4:18. 5, fear God instead. And we said in Proverbs 1:7 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so we was discussing 6 on how to be strong and of good courage. And we had discussed how when Moses died and Israel lost a great leader, and then it was time for the man of God, Joshua, to take over. But the Israelites were afraid. They wanted to know whether or not Joshua had the same authority and leadership as what they saw in Moses. And so during this time, Joshua needed encouragement. And the people were afraid. And they also needed some kind of assurance from God. So in Joshua 1, you will see the command where God said, be strong and of good courage. And he had been repeated three times, and that was signifying finality. And so we had read in Joshua 1 and 9, it says, be strong. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And we also can see it was worth noting that God actually commanded Joshua to be strong and of good courage. There are some things that God will command us to do, because once God command us to do something, he sees that that will elevate us, that we are speaking into our situation, we are commanding something to happen. He sees that we have power in our words. We have power with the words that come out of our mouth. So that's why we have to get to the point to where we have to speak things. So he was telling him to command. He was commanding him to be strong and of good courage. Instead of fearing God, encourages the people to be strong and courageous. So what does that mean? It means that they should not stay weak. We should not stay in a weak mentality. We do not serve a weak God. When our times of weakness, God is our strength. Come on here, somebody. We must stay strong in the Lord. We must obtain the strength from the supreme eternal God. Anytime we are acting on our own strength, our own mentality, that's when we fail. Being strong isn't enough, but they must also be courageous. So being courageous means that they should have the confidence to do what God wants them to do. People of God, if God tells us to do something, come on here, somebody, he is going to back us up. If he gives us a vision, my God, he's going to make the provision for the vision. He is going to send somebody your way. He's going to put you on somebody's heart to bless your vision. Come on here, somebody. But we have to be strong, and we have to be courageous and have confidence in knowing that God would never steer us wrong. Though things may not seem to go our way, being courageous means that you are able to move forward as you trust God. So here God specifically describes the type of courage that they should have. It should be of good courage. Come on here now. People of God, some people can be brave without having the right wisdom. They can be reckless, not fearing anything. For them, that's how to be brave. However, God wants Joshua and the people to have a different kind of courage, to have the courage to do what is right and proper in God's eyes. So by being strong and courageous, you can definitely overcome fear. So let's look at number 7. Pray to God. One of the best ways to overcome fear is to simply surrender all your fear unto God. It's all right to say, God, I know you told me to do something, but I'm fearful of disappointment. I'm fearful that I cannot do what you ask. God will never tell you to do anything if he does not have the confidence and if he don't trust that you can do it. If God qualifies you to do it, you can do it. He trusts you. People of God, we can only do so much. There comes a point in our life that we are powerless, that the situation is beyond our control. Thus, what can we do? And we must do is present our fears into the hands of our Heavenly Father. You see, when you've been disappointed all of your life, and people of God, I know there are times we go through and we go through over and over again, and disappointment sets in, and once disappointment sets in, you don't want to do nothing else because you're afraid of failure. Yes, fear brings failure. Come on here, somebody. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Don't be fearful. When you get knocked down, get back up. Brush yourself off. Go before the Father. Listen and do it again. It's okay. When you fail at something, you are not a loser. You is just getting to know when you fail at a particular thing, you can learn where your mistakes are. Okay, this is what I didn't do. This is how come I failed at this. But now I know what to do. So I'm going to go back at it again. And this time, I'm going to get it right. Don't allow fear to succumb you to where you don't want to do anything. Don't allow fear to make you powerless. Come on here, somebody. Psalm 34:4 tells us, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. See, when I seek the Lord, that's when I'm saying, God, I'm weak because I'm working in my own strength. I need you. I need you to help me through this. I need you to guide me. I surrender everything to you, God. I'm seeking you. And guess what? When I seek him with my whole heart, withholding nothing, he is going to deliver me from everything, not only my fears. He's going to deliver me from my worries. He's going to deliver me from sickness. He's going to deliver me from oh my God, afflictions. He's going to deliver me from everything that's not like him. But I got to seek him first. And when King David's spirit was in this big uproar, when his fears are too difficult to handle, when his mind was in tormented by worry, guess what David did? David sought the Lord. Yes, he did. People of God, when we seek God without our hearts, he will hear us. He will deliver us from all our fears. When you are fearful, bend your knees. Lay prostrate before God. However you pray to God, and cry out to him. Cry. And there are times when you just don't know what to say. But he just wants you to lay there in his presence and allow him to minister to you. Come on here, somebody. God is more than willing to deliver us and to eliminate every distraction that is produced by fear. So these are the keys to unlocking a life free